We are learning Masechta Shulam Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning the top line of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the end of the line on top. Amamar, we just learned in a Braisa, we just learned in the Mishnah, that Shechitas Oivichavim is an Avela. The Shechita of the Goy is an Avela, and there's no problem of Issa Hanah. You'll have to sell it, like give it to another Goy. It's the Avela, but it's not Osa B'Hanah. And the question is, V'nei Hashem Minhu, maybe this Goy is a Min. And if he's a min, we said that's also by no, because a min definitely does Hashem Avodah Zarah. A min could be either a Yisrael or a goy. A min is someone who's attached to Avodah Zarah, like a kaimer. Maybe he's a min. Maybe he's very attached to the Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, like Rashi says, min's a oduk b'avodah chavim. It's like an oduk. It's more than stam a mumul avodah chavim. A min is oduk boy. It's his whole machshav is to it. So maybe this goy is a min. There are no minim by the non-Jewish nations. Of course there are minim. You see, there are minim. Aim like this. Aim roi v'evchavim minim. Roi v'evchavim are not minim. It would sound like, so what is it? 50-50. Then that's the Rosh Hashanah in the Gemara. Aim roi v'evchavim minim means it's not roi v'minim. It's like 50-50. And then you go basa chazaka, cheskas heter. But Rashi is not like that. Rashi is ein revchav minim hilkach havlu minim miuta lemutla kashinan. Rashi learns that it's a miut that a minim, and so Zokter Rashi should have said that roiv revchavim ain't a minim. It should have said, but here ein revchav minim doesn't sound like that. But that's machlekes machlekes Rashi learns Gemara. We have Rashi and we have Rashi who says it means 50-50. Go watch chazaka. But in any case, we're saying there's no chash min by revchavim. Let's learn like Rashi. Why? Because roiv revchavim are not minim. They hold like Rav Yechron, who says that the Nochrim in Chutz Laretz are not Bechlal, not Avodah Zarah. They don't know what they're doing. When they bear down to their whatever the Getzkes are, they have no idea what they're doing. They're just following the Messiah. They have no idea what Avodah Zarah is. And therefore, Zokta Tav Toisvis, Hilkoch, Be'eretz Yisrael Nabi, where they maybe know what's going on, ain't a duk and kol kach, so you must say, they're not so aduk. The reason why this is a riot, there's no minim, is because even in Chutz Laretz, there's no such thing as a Avodah Zarah. They don't know what they're doing. So therefore, there's no such thing that someone is so attached to it, the kol machshava of them is Shem Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Yosef Rav Yehem, Yom Rav Nachman, ein minim b'umois Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Yehem, Yom Rav Nachman, ein minim b'umois Avodah Zarah. Lamai, ilay malashchita. So like this. It says, ein minim. He says there's no minim b'umois Avodah Zarah. So he's trying to tell you halacha. Doesn't tell you a fact. He's telling you halacha. Rashi is claiming ain't toiras min avim chavim. Sounds like even if there is a min, he doesn't have a din min. Lamai, ilay malashchita. If you say lashchita, hashta shchitas min di Yisrael amrit isura the chavim mebayim. Hashta a shchitas min of Yisrael. We say that it's aser. His shchita is aser because he's oduk. So by a chavim mebayim, of course, if he's oduk, his shchita makes it aser bahana. Don't tell me there's no din min by a guy. Why shouldn't I have a din? If he's an oduk, he's just an oduk as Yisrael, or maybe more. Ella meridim. We're talking about meridim. The halacha is that it says in Avodah Zarah that the minim, you put them into the bar. You let it even kill them. And we're saying now that a guy not. A guy that's a min not. So the Gemara says, why not? How should Yisrael meridim? There's chavim mebayim. Why shouldn't we be able to do meridim? Imagine you kill a yid. Of course you kill a guy. So what does it mean? Ain't toiras minim. There's no din min on a guy. Lekabman carbon, something we had earlier in the Masechta. Don't have the kabbalah of carbon from them. If a min Yisrael comes with a carbon, we don't accept it from him. Why? He's a mumar, and a mumar don't accept the carbon. But a goy, even if he's a min, we accept the carbon from him, and the reason is because there's no din mumar by a goy. The talent in a brisa, it says in the pasuk mikem, it says odom kiyakov mikem from you v'loy kolchem, not everyone. Who is it coming to exclude? L'hoytis a mumar. It's coming to tell you that a mumar cannot bring a carbon. But we darshan, mikem bechem chalakti. Only in you is there a din of minim. So that's what we mean. That's what Rav Yechna meant by saying, ein teres minim. It's Rav Yosef Bar Yoimi, Rav Nachman said, there's no minim, but Rav Yechna meant to say, there's no din that don't accept a carbon. Now the Gemara wants to know, how do you know to make a drush like that? And my, Dumachkama, mi Yisrael, it says mikem dem tzedike kabi al marashilo sekabel. You're not mikabel from mumurim. Aba mechava, maybe klal klalo. You're right, mikem, only did the mumur there. Because by God, you never accept the carbon. So I'm allowed, lo yisak adaitach. The time went in a braisa. Ish, ma time of ish. The rabbi is a mechavim shenoidrim v'nedarim v'nedavas ki Yisrael. That a guy could give a neder and a davah to the Reis HaMikdosh like Yisrael, he can bring a carbon. So we know he can bring a carbon. Therefore, a karkach, what we're saying, mikem chalakta v'chava, means there's no din min by, no din mumar by a guy, and that means ain't teres minim by guy. Now, Rav Yehuda said a memra, ain't teres minim by guy. It's really a first b'raisa. The b'raisa says mikem v'loy kolchem, and saying there's no din mumar by, it says loikolchem, there it says lahitzi sam mumar b'chem chalakta v'chava. So he's saying of a b'raisa, what's the chiddush? So Rashi speaks out, that there's no din mumar, no din min by a guy. So what's he saying exactly? Like la mifrach tanina. So lav kuliyama shmilu masnita. Amid the time masnisim, that's a kasha. So Rashi gives you a bigger side, the shasi side. That you only ask a kasha on a moira for a mishnah, but a brisa, that it's a brisa is a tanina mahachi, but it's not a kasha. You didn't know the brisa. They didn't know every single brisa. So tomorrow vayitam tam masa. Send the mishnah. That's an avela, it's a time of masa. What do you have to tell me that for? Pshita, kim the avela, you're a time of masa. Amarava, so we have two pshatim. Amarava, hachtani. Zoom a time of masa. The yeshtucha acharash, a time of fill by oil. There's all the things that are in tama, even by oil. The ezu, zu, the krovus of his chavim. Gehuda ben mesera. If you bring a behema to shech the tu avay zara, you bring the behema to avay zara, and shech the tu avay zara, it has it then according to Gehuda ben mesera. It has a din of zivchei meisim, has a din of a mace, and therefore it's matama ba'oil. So matama masa saying, this is matama masa, but the other thing is matama ba'oil. That's a diyek. A different diyek. Zu matama masa. V'yeshukher shukuzu shumatama masa. V'ayim matama ba'oil. So what's the diyek? So Rashi's second pshat is like this. You read the Mishnah like this. It's an avela, and it's obviously time of masa. And there's another thing that's a time of masa, even though maybe you would have said more, but it's only a time of masa. And what is that? That is takrevus of his chavim. So you read the Mishnah like this. Shechitas of his chavim is an avela, and obviously it's time of masa, like every avela. And time of masa is saying there's something else that's a time of masa also. What's that? Takrevus of his chavim. That's Rashi's second pshat in this Gemara. Ikadam yom rava hachtoni. Zum atam masa. The yeshlecha acheres shukazu is also atam masa. Ve'yam atam boil. Ve'ezu zu. Zuta kreiva is aves chavim. That's only masa. It's not oil. It's not matam boil. Or the loik rebu dem sera. This is not like rebu dem sera. So the first diak was like rebu dem sera. And the second diak is saying it's not like rebu dem sera. The Tanya, we would say, right, Amar, Menayan Takur is a chavim, Shim Tam of oil, Hanging out there is a chavim, Tam in the oil, Shinema, by Yitzvedu, Lebal Pa'ar, by Yeku Zivche Mesim, it says, a Pasuk Tilim told my Klai Yisrael, that unfortunately they attached themselves to the Baal Pa'ar and they ate Zivche Mesim. Now, what are you calling them Zivche Mesim? Ma Mesim Tam of oil, after Kravis, or Vedas Chavim Tam of oil, Takur is a chavim, Tam of oil, that's Rudim Sereshita. And this Mishnah is either coming Lafuke, or it's coming to bring a riot to Rebbe Seira. It's like Rebbe Seira that Takrev Zechavim is a tama but oil besides from a tama of masa. Zok the Mishnah Vayta Hashechet Belayla. Someone makes a shechita Belayla, or Bechena Sumo Shachat Shechitasik Sheira. The shechita is kosher. So the is kosher, and obviously it means you check it afterwards to make sure it's a good shechita. Because it's a night and it's a sumo. But you check it after, it's a good shechita, it's a good shechita. Now, very interesting Rekir Eger over here, he asks that we know if you want the Omar, sumo is part of a mitzvah. It's part of a mitzvah, how can you do a shechita, l'chayra, to be like a guy that's ain't a bar zvicha. It's not like a cup. The cup is going to come a bar zvicha. Here, sumo is not going to come a bar zvicha, it's a sumo. Zohar Rekir Eger, Amar Degi Yisoyed, he says that a sumo is only potter from a say, part of mitzvahs. But it's chayiv and lavim, similar like Tanoshim a little bit. It's chayiv and lavim. Nesurim is chayiv and asuma. It's only part of our mitzvahs. All those Gemara are talking about mitzvahs, doing mitzvahs. Okay, but lavim, huh?
In the introduction to the Mishnah, you
can
reason why.
Right. Either not bar zvicha or because of zivchim mesim. Yeah, that doesn't pass.
So.
No, if in the bar zvicha. I was like, no, mine is kosher. It's kosher. Right, the havmin be why he's not a bar zvicha. It's like the first category. He's not a bar zvicha. He's not chayiv zvicha. Teretz is. That to eat from a karma is alive, and that he is chayiv, and that's the Rekir Eger's Keteretz, that Suma is chayiv and lav. And he brings a riot from here, there's a riot to that Isoid. So it says in our Mishnah that Sheikha Belayla and Suma, it sounds like it's B'di'evet. If he does it, it's kosher. HaSheikha B'di'evet in, L'chatchil Eloi, why L'chil Eloi? So Rashi says, the reason is, Lo Yishcha Belayla, Shem Eloi Yishcha Et Ruba, V'hu Lo Yada. Maybe he won't do the Raiv, and he's not going to know. Even though you have to check it afterwards, so it's Frek Rashash, every time you have to check afterwards to see if you did right. So what's the difference here? So he says, here, since it's at night, you might forget to do it till next morning, and then by next morning you'll forget. Therefore, it's only by the Eved to that this shechita, but lechatchila should not do the shechita. But Rav Minim asked a kasha b'braisa, it's mashma even lechatchila. La'olam shechtim bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. You'll have to do shechita then. Bein b'roish agag bein b'roish asvina. What's the chiddush of roish agag and roish asvina? The chiddush is like this. On the roish agag, you're catching the dam in a keli. You don't want to get the roof dirty. So there's a chshash. You're not supposed to catch the dam in a keli because it looks like you're bringing it for tavad zara. But here we're saying it's mutter to roish agag because everyone chaps. The reason why catching it in a keli is you don't want to get the roof dirty. Therefore, it's not a problem. What would be the having a problem roish asvina? The loch is in alav shecht l'seich yamim l'seich nahari. Now I go next to the water and shecht there because it looks like I'm shechting to the sar hayam. But on the Rosh Shvina, it's fine because there, we also supposed to shecht. You're in the middle of the water. So you let us shecht, Rosh Shvina. So it says, what's the kasha? It says, you let it do it, even b'layla. So what's the our mishnah only the Evan? There's a fire connected the shechita. And therefore, it's a chatchila. And a bar mishnah is talking about that there was no fire connected to you. It was the middle of the night, it was dark. There it says, the same matzav yoyim. You have the avuka. Our mission says, dumi de suma, we can't see. That's why it's not lekatchilo. Shmamino. So the bottom line is that at night, if you have lights, it's chatchilo to do shchita. It's only if it's dark, is it only with the eved because you might forget to check. But if you have light, it's good. It's good. And that's why our mission says, dumi de suma, which I can't see. That's why it's only with the Evan. But Masha Enkin, when it's light, it can be even lichatchila.